I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mary Myers, Director of Business Development with the Lake Superior Community Partnership, to find out more about their cost of living calculator. Here's Mary Myers.
So it's a tool on our website that was brought forth through a grant with QCAD, and we're also partnering with Northern Michigan University to help us collect the data. But what it is essentially a tool that can help businesses get talent to the area. So if you have somebody who's moving from outside of the area and looking to move to Marquette or the West Side, Nagani, Ishpeming, they can utilize this tool to see what the cost of living is going to be compared to where they're living now.
So where did this idea come from to have this put out there for people to use?
So a lot of people always ask when they're attracting talent, how much does it cost to live there? What's the cost of housing or utilities, groceries, that kind of thing? So that's where it essentially came from. The idea is that moving to the UP may be cheaper in certain areas and more expensive in others. So this is what the tool can help answer.
We're talking with Mary Myers, who's Director of Business Development with the Lake Superior Community Partnership, talking about the cost of living calculator. Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit, Mary, but like, would it be kind of an example of, let's say, somebody's thinking about moving to Marquette for a job, and they're living in, I don't know, Grand Forks or someplace like that. They want to see what it would cost, and maybe if they're used to a certain way of living, certain lifestyle in terms of income and whatnot, is that what it's kind of for?
Yep, so it's exactly that. You can put in, say I'm moving from Grand Rapids and I'm looking to move to Marquette. You can put in the tool, those two areas, compare how much the housing is here, how much a gallon of milk is, how much your utilities might be. I mean, there's a whole slew of information. It's a great tool. It's free for everybody to use. So I would definitely check it out.
How do people find it? How do they get some information about it?
Yep, so it's on our website, marquette.org. And if you have any questions about the tool, you can also reach out to me.
That's Mary Myers, Director of Business Development with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.